Thanks for downloading the Songwriters Hall of Fame podcast number 13. The Song Hall offers a wide variety of programs, scholarships, and publications for aspiring songwriters. The music in this podcast represents a variety of genres and styles from unsigned writers who have all participated in recent Song Hall showcases. We'll be playing You Without Me by Eddie Tadros.
There should never be a moon without a sea, a tree without a brook, a house without a roof.
Trying to Believe by Otis.
So many lies, so many times. I don't know why, but I'm still trying to believe.
Never Had You by Natalie Gelman.
I guess it was never really mine, 'cause I didn't have it till I saw you.
And Little Dusk by David Sieri.
Let's go back. Let's go back to the way we were.
The Songwriters Hall of Fame is dedicated to recognizing and honoring the accomplishments of people who create the popular songs heard and enjoyed around the world. Learn more at songhall.org. But right now, let's get started. Outstanding and Gifted are just two of the accolades paid to our first songwriter, Eddie Tadros. His self-produced debut EP received worldwide airplay and placement on MTV, and his songs have been featured in film and garnered awards from prestigious U.S. songwriting competitions. Here's Eddie Tadros and his song, You Without Me.
Well, I've been traveling for so long, thinking about a home. Faces in the crowd speak to me out loud. Sleeping on the bus and drinking on the plane. Seems the best of us never really can explain. But there should never be a moon without a sea, a tree without a brook, a house without a roof, a laugh without a joke, goodbye without a note, plan A without a B, and you without me. Checking into the hotel feels like a prison cell, but a friend of a friend took me in for a spell. Now I'm crashing on the floor and playing with the dog, much better than before. I'm sleeping like a log. But there should never be a moon without a sea, a tree without a brook, a house without a roof, a life without a joke, goodbye without a note, plan A without a B, and you without me. And all my friends so content. Why can't you and I, baby, why? Now I'm in all kinds of sorts, on the way back to New York. But what we gonna say, back at JFK? Well, I'll give you a kiss, picture that I kept, and I'll be singing this just like I never left. But there should never be a moon without a sea, a tree without a brook, a house without a roof, a laugh without a joke, goodbye without a note, plan A without a B, and you without me. Without me, you without me, you without me, you without me,
That was You Without Me by Eddie Tadros. The music of our next songwriter, Otis, can be defined in three words: rock, soul, and groove. His fans are drawn to his political message, and with his crystal clear voice, the world's problems never sounded sweeter. Audiences aren't sure whether to dance, protest, or just listen, which is what we'll be doing. Here's Otis and Trying to Believe. That was Otis performing Trying to Believe. You could say that Natalie Gelman's professional career began as a teenager busking on the streets. She's since moved on to playing more indoor venues like recording studios and performance stages. I asked her about her songwriting and her career.
I'm not an incredibly disciplined songwriter. I wish I was, and I've thought about that a lot, about getting up for a set time every day and sort of forcing myself to keep sitting there and then have it come. I think for me, the creativity keeps flowing as long as I give it a place to land. It will keep coming to me. So as long as I keep jotting stuff down in my phone and writing stuff down in my journal, then it keeps coming more and more. And I will get more succinct, like a whole verse here or really good lyrics, or the melody will just be stuck in my head for days and I'll have to sit down and work that out with the lyrics when I get back. So for me, it's really about more inspiration than perspiration, I guess you could say. So I definitely don't really separate, you know, writing while I'm on the road versus writing while I'm at home. And for me, the road is actually so much more inspiring. I don't know, I love New York, but where I live in New York, I'm in a very close quarter, so I feel like I'm always breathing down somebody else's neck and someone's doing the same to me, and you don't really have that space and that freedom to sort of just explore your thoughts. And you know, you're always thinking, gosh, okay, I got to cross the street. Am I going to hit by a car? Like, you don't have time to just get lost and, like, be with yourself when those songs start coming. Working with the Song Hall has made me realize it's just a great, I tell everyone, like, it's my favorite group to be involved with in New York City for young artists. It really is about supporting young songwriters, and I love it. I think it's great. Never Had You, I think I wrote that when I was 18 probably about 18 or 19. And it really was just my direct response to a relationship and sort of realizing that, I mean, Never Had You for me means just not knowing someone, really knowing them and opening yourself up to them, and that they didn't open themselves up to me. So, you know, how could we have ever had a real relationship? There's also a music video for it, which is something I'm so excited about now. As I write songs, I almost instantly come up with all these scenes and, you know, want to make a music video for every single one of my songs.
And from her self-titled CD, here's the song Never Had You from Natalie Gelman.
You can find her every night, crying yourself to sleep. Quiet on the edge of my curls, I walk out shieldless and through the rain. I just want to breathe someone, just want to feel something. Nothing to do with you, and you tear me away like the evening steals my love. I guess it was never really mine, 'cause I didn't have it till I saw you.
That was Never Had You by Natalie Gelman. David Sieri has a strong classical background, which has served him well as a film composer and songwriter. He wears a lot of hats, including teacher, writer, composer, recording artist, and session player. From his CD, Ether Variations, this is Little Dusk by David Sieri.
Stairs into your bed. The flowers blow down, growing in your head. The moon is a light, it's a dead duck's eye. Let's go back, let's go back to the way we were. Let's go back, let's go back to the way we
That was David Sieri with Little Dusk. And that wraps up this edition of the Song Hall podcast. The songhall.org website provides more information on the artists you've heard, as well as links to their websites. So if you like what you've heard, please let them know. And in that way, as the Hall of Fame's chairman, Hal David, says, you encourage these songwriters and many others to continue to create the words and music that inspire, comfort, and offer joy to so many. Our podcasts spotlight up-and-coming talent and will provide new music for your listening pleasure. So stay tuned for our next Song Hall podcast. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit songhall.org. Copyright 2010, Songwriters Hall of Fame. All rights reserved.